brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, March 8th, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And no, I have wiped the slate clean. There will be no guest on today because I do want to take a lot of your phone calls on any news story, on any issue, any comment, any questions. You disagree with me, you agree, whatever, no call screening. Your first name and where you're calling from. By the way, a lot of times callers call up and John answers the phone and puts them on hold and they say, my name's Bob, but I don't want them to know my name, so I'm going to make up a name, like Hammer of Truth. Fine, folks, if you're going to make up a name so they don't know who you are, just don't tell us about it. Just call and tell us your name is Keebler or whatever you wish, and we will get you up and on the air. Now, if you wish to give us more information, that can send you to the head of the line. If you disagree with something I've said, and that means legitimately, most of the time it's, I disagree with you, I think you're better than you say you are, or I disagree with you, it's worse than you say. I mean, if you seriously disagree, let us know. Unlike other big talk shows, we want you to the front of the line. We want to hear. Well, I haven't heard from Troy in a few weeks from West Virginia since he called into Jack Blood's show and was saying that, John Connor was sitting in for him, and he said that he'd like to punch John Connor in the face. He said he'd like to attack John Connor. And I called in and told old Troy from West Virginia that he was an idiot and an intimidator and that he shouldn't go around threatening people. He hasn't called in since, and I'd like to give old Troy a chance to call in. You know, people like that, because it's good to hear the type of people that we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you've joined us. You want to know the news I have today, and it is all extremely important. Since about 1997, I have been announcing every month or so, that every major phone company, telecommunications hub in the nation, by law, has part of a floor or an entire floor that is actually run by the National Security Agency. They talk about this being so secret and this being such incredible breaking news in the last year. This was in the newspapers in 1996. And there was even more information in the trade publications in the 1990s, the mid to late 1990s. $9 billion-plus paid. The early articles say $6 plus billion, but it turned into $9 plus billion the last time I saw it. To pay the phone companies to clear out whole floors, whole areas, whole office spaces, and the National Security Agency actually move in. And Southwestern Bell and San Antonio and Austin's got it. They've all got it. Talk about hidden in plain view, but now there's this big debate about it and this big ABC News piece where they break the big story for everybody. This stuff is hidden in plain view like so many other things. So we'll go over that. NSA blocked domestic spying whistleblower and pressured LA Times to kill story. We'll break down that report. Also, out of the Washington Times today, folks, again, it was never canceled. Negroponte and others have been involved the entire time. Admiral Poindexter did have to step down. Homeland Security revives Super Snoop. Total information awareness never went away. So I guess now it's reality because the mainstream media is reporting it. Israel's prime minister says Lebanon war was pre-planned. Again, we don't need you to tell us that, but now it's admitted. More gay porn stars hanging out with the Republicans. It's all coming up.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's plunge directly into a news overview before we detail it and take your calls on this live March 8th, 2007 edition on this Thursday. NSA blocked domestic spying whistleblower and pressured LA Times to kill story. We've got an ABC News clip that is extremely revealing, but whoever uploaded it kind of hammered the audio. We're trying to find a cleaner version, but the audio is so important just to decipher the propaganda that we'll play it regardless in about 30 minutes, even if we're not able to find a better version. We'll all have to bear through it together. But my trusted sidekick, John, is on the trail right now, so he'll probably find it. And dovetailing with that, this is the Washington Times today up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Homeland Security revives Super Snoop. Well, they never killed the Total Information Awareness Network. 3 years ago, under massive pressure, they changed the name and had a private agency, a private corporation, run it from the suburbs of Washington, D.C. And they simply removed Admiral Poindexter, the convicted five-time felon, from running the operation and removed their logo that was an all-seeing eye radiating the entire earth with its loving, caring gaze. So we'll be getting into that report for you. Israeli Prime Minister says Lebanon war was pre-planned, report Reuters. Now, back at the time, we reported the fact that Israel had run attack drills for 2 years and had liaisoned with the U.S. with intelligence and planned to use any pretext to invade and take over Lebanon. They failed in that attempted takeover. And the controlled fake conservative and liberal press got up and said it was a conspiracy theory. It wasn't true. Israel did this because they were hit by Katyusha rockets. And there was no discussion of Israel bombing and its forays in the 3 weeks before the Katyushas began to be fired by Hezbollah. It was all, oh, no, they captured Israeli soldiers who happened to be over the border, and, oh, they attacked for no reason, and there was no premeditated plan to attack. Well, now Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has put out a report admitting it. But, again, we've got neocon America, that 22% that still is for the war and buys anything they're told, still believing WMDs were found, believing that dirigible pumps were anthrax attack units, mobile trucks, still believing yellowcake was shipped from Niger. We've got White House memos saying they staged it all premeditatedly, lying to Congress, lying to the UN. But so what? I mean, who needs reality when you can have a virtual false reality? Okay, fine. And the dollar's strong, and Bush's guest worker program is not an amnesty, and just everything is wonderful. Okay, fine. I don't want to spend all day on this. Paul Watson's going to do a report on it. I do not enjoy having to traffic on these sites, but did do some research this morning. And this is from NewsHounds. It's also been picked up by a bunch of other news sites. And it is certainly true. In fact, it's much worse, just in my 20, 30 minutes of research, than what NewsHounds and others have reported. Remember the Gannon Guckert story, the male porn star slash whore slash madam who was in the White House bringing his tricks in with him to try to satisfy the insatiable appetite of the Christian conservative leadership of this nation. And then there's all the other reports, you know, headline, top gay porn stars, service moguls at Bohemian Grove, New York Post of all places. One of Hannity's great Americans, a former gay porn star and male prostitute, this is a guy on the talk radio and TV circuit with Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin all over Fox radio and TV, just out of nowhere, this young Marine, and it turns out he's a top gay porn star. And, of course, he's also a male prostitute. And I have here in front of me his phone number and his websites, and he's posing here naked. He says, I'm going to strive to make this page as informative as possible. You can always reach me anywhere at 917, and the number continues. New York, Midtown on the west side, and San Francisco, and he goes on. He goes to D.C. if you need him. Very high dollar. And he's got some other people he works with. There's quite a few escort services he's associated with. When he's not hanging out with the Republican bigwigs on television or going and speaking at the colleges or concocting psyop lies about how he's been blocked from speaking at universities, he is starring in, you know, I'm going to spare you reading the names of these movies, these porn videos that he's been in. Pretty much, if you see a young guy with a short haircut, because that's what the Republicans like, who's former military on television as one of their PR people, in every case we've seen, they're either male prostitutes or porn stars or both or madams. Was it called a madam when you're a male madam? I don't know the name. I don't know that nomenclature. But it's just par for the course. I could spend hours on that. Basically, to join the Republican leadership, the evidence is clear. You have got to, at the bare minimum, imbibe in this. And it seems to be a rite of passage, even when some top Republicans don't seem to like it. Of course, the Harper's interview had always been public since he gave it in the 70s, or in 1973. Harper's Magazine, but we now have the audio of the last 3 years. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Richard Nixon speaks out on the Bohemian Groves. Good way to Google it. And I can't repeat the things he said. He used profanity and the Lord's name in vain. But he said that that's what they do at the Bohemian Grove, and that it's that you basically have to go to be part of the club, but that he didn't like it. So I've had these national Christian talk show hosts attack me and say that I'm a liar, the Bohemian Grove doesn't exist, Skull and Bones is no big deal, and they won't even begin to touch all this. You've got to ask yourself why. A lot of top preachers, it's been learned, of course, been discovered, have the same taste, you could say, the same sexual preference. And that's legal. That's their prerogative. The problem is that that's kind of like the outer ring. To progress into higher levels, it involves stuff like you see in Eyes Wide Shut, but instead of orgies with a bunch of five-star female models, it's muscled male models, the cream of our military, in there. Again, we've only seen a few of them that aren't military, but even those that aren't military dress up in the military outfits. I'm just letting everybody know the taste of our Christian conservative leaders. That big mega preacher out of Colorado likes the military look, and I guess that makes it okay. It's at least conservative. I mean, they like them to dress up in military uniforms. They support the troops. I mean, they're giving them big $2,000 an hour checks. I mean, maybe I'm trying to support Al-Qaeda. Maybe this is how the Christian conservative leadership helps the troops. You know, because it's a way to give them a lot of money. I see. I'm just trying to hurt America. I really should just support everything they do. So I'm basically done talking about that. Interesting article up on PrisonPlanet.com right now that I'll read in its entirety in the next hour. Sony brings real-life Matrix a step closer, sets precedent for future artificial utopias constructed to escape hellhole of real world. And we'll be going over that for you in the next hour. Gates warns us on U.S. immigration curb, says if we don't have unlimited unskilled workers brought in, that we won't be competitive. Yes, Bill Gates, we know globalization will really help us. Thank you. They've already given us this great advice that's gotten us this far down the rat hole, and now, there's problems. The answer is more of these skilled workers being pumped in to displace everyone else. Also, another report here that more than two-thirds of construction workers are Hispanic, and of course, as you would imagine, these are federal numbers. The vast majority of them are illegal aliens. This is out of United Press International. But don't worry, everything's fine. Bush is to push democracy in Latin America. Democracy, sure he is. And meanwhile, Hillary's running around saying, legalize the 50,000 illegal Irish squatting in this country, and it shows that Irish groups are some of the biggest groups out pushing total legalization of all illegal aliens. So the headline on the story is Deport the Irish from VDare, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I didn't get to this the last 2 days. I mentioned it. When we get back, I will cover it. Then we'll come back and take calls for the balance of this hour to continue with the news throughout the broadcast. Reuters missing a huge chunk of the Earth's crust. This is out of Reuters. London. A team of British scientists has set sail on a voyage to examine why a huge chunk of the Earth's crust is missing. Deep under the Atlantic Ocean, a phenomenon that challenges conventional ideas about how the Earth works. The more they learn, the more they know they don't know. The 20-strong team aims to survey an area some 3,000 to 4,000 meters deep, where the mantle, the deep interior of the Earth, normally covered by a crust, kilometers thick, is exposed by the seafloor. We'll be right back to discuss what's happening in the Atlantic Sea Range, Mountain Range, and what's happening in Colorado and other areas We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888 803 4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Scientists have claimed the last 100 years that things happen over hundreds of millions of years. That sure, in the past, the crust would explode upwards and new mountain ranges would then form over millions, hundreds of millions of years. And that we need not worry about asteroids hitting us, and we need not worry because there's such a huge scale of time here. The problem is that all of the new data coming out from every different source, as the science gets better and better, it's showing that is not the case. Remember back in the 80s when Jupiter was hit, or was it Saturn, by Shoemaker Levy, the big comet that broke up into five parts and exploded. And now they know that we get hit by large meteors a lot more often than we previously thought. And the ancient history shows that, too. And now they're learning that the crust does things that they before didn't think it did. This, again, out of Reuters. A team of British scientists has set sail on a voyage to examine why a huge chunk of the Earth's crust is missing deep under the Atlantic Ocean, a phenomenon that challenges conventional ideas about how the Earth works. The 20-strong team aims to survey an area some 3,000 to 4,000 meters deep where the mantle, the deep interior of the Earth, normally covered by a crust kilometers thick, is exposed on the seafloor. Experts describe the hole along the Mid-Atlantic Ridge as an open wound on the ocean floor that has puzzled scientists for five or so years, that its existence has been known because it defies existing tectonic plate theories of evolution. We know little about it, said Bramley Merton, a senior research scientist at Southampton's National Oceanographic Center. It's a real challenge to our established understanding of what the Earth's surface looks like underneath the waves, he told Reuters by telephone from the brand-new high-tech British research ship, the RSS James Cook. That be Captain Cook, who discovered Australia or some of the animals there. Mid-ocean ridges are places where new oceanic crust is born, with red-hot lava spewing out along the seafloor. What scientists are keen to know is whether the crust was ripped away by huge geological faults or whether it was never even developed in the first place. The primary motivation for the project was to understand how the Earth continues to evolve. Now, take Yellowstone. Scientists had previously claimed that tens of millions of years ago there were huge volcanic eruptions, and Yellowstone itself is a giant volcanic crater, hundreds and hundreds of square miles in circumference, and now in some areas it's sunk as much as 3 feet in the last 10 years, risen as much as five in others. There's all sorts of new, bizarre geological things happening, new geysers forming, old geysers dying, even Old Faithful isn't as true as it once was. A geothermal geyser. And now scientists, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, it's just a possibility, as it's done in the past, that whole region could explode. And let's just say it wouldn't be very healthy for people in those surrounding states, much less for the atmosphere of the planet, because mega volcanoes, just regular volcanoes, there's four different types, but the type that eject a lot of gas and ash, put out more particulate that cause global warming or global heating, depending on, or global cooling, depending on how much is ejected, goes through a cycle. And again, it all gets very complex, but a mega eruption could make things quite dark. You know, high noon in certain regions or even globally could be much darker for several years or longer if a mega volcano went off, as what the volcanologists say. You know what? I want to get some top volcanologists, mainstream guys and girls on. I think we'll get some of them on and talk about this. Maybe we'll try to get some folks on about all the bizarre volcanic and tectonic activity, because all the indicators coming in are saying things are much quicker than they previously thought. Just a bunch of Darwinists, and I'm not getting into the scientific debates about that, okay? Who am I to say how God does things? I think that's a false debate we're meant to get off into. My point is that this universe is rapidly changing. The sun is rapidly changing. They thought the sun didn't go through these type of gyrations. It is the brightest it's ever been in modern recorded history, and is set to get even brighter. We've talked a lot about that. The point is things happen a lot quicker than they've said, according to all the indicators coming in from every branch of science that researches this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll get into a bunch of news. Take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
To help you and your loved ones in the growing uncertainties of our times, the Divided Kingdom's new book, Hope for the Years Ahead, is now rolling off the presses. Elizabeth and Dr. Carl Sanders share key concerns for your spiritual survival in a special chapter. Co-researcher Lou Blanchard's valuable input helps to make this easy-to-read book a great comfort and uplift to relieve worries all Christians have in our rapidly darkening world. Hope for the Years Ahead is a book you must have to strengthen and guide you. God watches over the remnant. We need not fear. Send your suggested love gift donation of $9 for one or $40 for five to Trumpet Ministries, P.O. Box 2000, Mountain View, Arkansas, 72560. Again, that's Trumpet Ministries, P.O. Box 2000, Mountain View, Arkansas, 72560.
Let's go through some of your phone calls from all over the planet, and then we'll get into this big NSA story. I've got four articles today dealing with different angles of this. We'll try to give everybody a clear picture, and then maybe you can add to that picture chiming in. Before I go to your calls, there's a lot of new items we're offering on the online video and bookstore and shortwave radio store and FM transmitter store and Anti-New World Order, pro-America, pro-Second Amendment, T-shirts, baseball caps, all at incredibly low prices. But right now we've added some new items, and we've got really good deals on these. You can get all four of these new films that we're offering, that all four of them regularly would be $75.80 if you got them individually for $47.80. And remember, I buy these directly from the distributor to give you this discount. So I'm basically, we're cutting these prices down to very, very low just to get the material out and to continue to support our operation. We have unanswered questions from 9/11 for $18.95. Get it as part of the package deal, and what, they're like $12. Just a very, very important documentary. Aftermath, unanswered questions from 9/11. From Guerrilla News Network, the Sundance Award-winning documentary producers. This is professional. This is powerful. This is something that you need to get and get out to folks. Also, 9/11 Press for Truth, we're offering that at a discounted price. They lied. They all died. Patty Cassanza, one of the Jersey girls. And The Corrupt Exposed by the 9/11 Families is the sub-name of the film. And it is very professionally produced. You need to have this film, 9/11 Press for Truth. We also have a film that gets into the electronic voting fraud and the disenfranchisement of black voters. It is very real. American Blackout, directed by GNN's Ian Inaba, an amazing film, a muckraking indictment of the systematic disenfranchisement of African-American voters. L.A. Times. Again, these are very professional films, all put out by the distributor that puts out Terror Storm now. We're very honored to be, I mean, the same folks put out Outfoxed. And another film, Iraq for Sale, by the fellow that made Outfoxed, Robert Greenwald film, Iraq for Sale, The New War Profiteers, Who's Getting Killed and Who's Making a Killing. You can get all four of these films for $47.80. Regularly $75.80. Now, when we sell it for $75.80, if you bought them all individually, that's a small discount. It's deeply discounted, instead of $75.80, $47.80 to get all four, or you can buy them individually for $18.95 apiece. That's Iraq for Sale, 9/11 Press for Truth, Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11, and American Blackout. You need to have these documentaries. They need to be seen. They need to be gotten out to the American people. Again, go to InfoWars.com, the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions. Order Terror Storm, American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, all the other great books and videos we carry. When you call, there's big discounts on all of them, and there's even bigger discounts if you get even bigger package deals. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You not only support us and what we're doing here with the websites and the films and the reports and the radio show and everything we're trying to do at a top-flight level in the fight against the globalists, you then support the folks that made American Freedom to Fascism, the folks that made American Blackout, the folks that made Iraq for Sale, the folks that made 9/11 Press for Truth and Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11. And then you support alternative, burgeoning, growing media. You vote with your Federal Reserve notes that are rapidly being devalued. And as the dollar devalues, do we increase prices? No, we radically slash them, because the goal here is to get the word out to fight the New World Order. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, dozens of other films have been authorized to post, masses of special reports, hundreds and hundreds of audio interviews, thousands of pieces of media, PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, we upgraded PrisonPlanet.tv about a month and a half ago. Everybody's been sharing their passcodes. And instead of trying to restrict that, which, kind of control yourselves a little bit, folks, because then it hurts your service, we're just going to a server farm where we're going to have it on a string of servers across the country. It's extremely expensive and time-consuming for IT specialists to manage this, but we're doing it so we don't have slowdowns that happen periodically as new videos are posted. So that's being worked on. It should be done in the next, I'm going to give them plenty of time, 2 weeks. If I have my druthers, it'll be done in 3 or 4 days, but I want to give them extra time because we've got to get rings of servers, then test them with max load, because it just gets into IT stuff, and I don't claim to know anything about that, but I know more than most because I have to. But we're working it out, and it's going to be even better for you. Plus, we've got to create a huge backbone for the new Internet venture that we're going to be launching against the globalists in the next few months. But while I shore up everything else and redesign the other sites and expand some things, we've got to bring on some of the new crew to do this. My point is, big things coming, if God's willing, Lord willing. So you do support us when you become a member at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, come on, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free. But go get a trial monthly membership. It's the cost of two or three Starbucks coffees. Okay, let us now go to the calls. Robert in Canada, thanks for holding it on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm from Halifax, Canada, and I've been a 9/11 truth seeker for about 2 years now, I guess. I have a website, speak911truthtopower.com.
Good, I think I've seen it.
Yes, thank you. I just want to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, it was kind of a good story. I was walking into my workplace, and when I ran at the corner, there was a mailbox right in front of the building, and there was one of your bumper stickers, 9/11 was an inside job, and I was just really excited to see that because, you know, I don't know how many people around here know much about the 9/11 truth movement, but...
I've been driving in Los Angeles and seeing InfoWars stickers. I've been driving in New York and seeing it. You know, in a taxi, I've seen it in all over the place. I saw InfoWars scribbled on a wall and on a bathroom wall in Ottawa. And, again, I'm just one person in this fight, one organization in this fight. We are having a huge effect because of you, the listeners.
No, it's great. I'm really excited about it. And I just hope your listeners, you know, won't be afraid to speak up and tell people the truth with 9/11. I find myself... You know, opportunities rise every day to tell people about it, and I every day I'm telling some people about the truth of it. And
well, the good feeling is the globalists are arrogant, murdering, hubris-filled creatures, and they thought they'd get away with this, and they keep telling us we don't have power, and we do have power. We're not listening to them. In fact, they need to just shut up. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep moving forward.
No, that's great. Oh, one more thing if I could add. I just wonder if maybe you can get Alan Watt back in your show sometime soon.
Yeah, he was a good interview. I need to get him back on. In fact, I'll tell my producer.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you, Robert. You know, let's get Alan Watt back on. He gets all into the culture of mind control. Very, very, very astute guest. James in Canada, another fellow from the great north. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm phoning from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, Canada. And I've been listening to what you've been saying. I phoned a few days ago, and I'm glad to get back on again. But I've been listening to what you're saying about how a lot of things started, you know, around World War One, to this New World Order movement, to, you know, one global government. Well, particularly myself as First Nations, we've had to deal with that simply because of three documents that were made, supposedly brought into law in the 1800s.
So you're a Native American?
Yes, I am. One of the documents that I'm talking about is international law, signed by England, Spain, Portugal,
which is really maritime law, which in modern terms we call administrative law.
Yep. And the other two are the 1820 detribalization documents and 1830 decolonization documents.
Well, I'm not real familiar with the Canadian documents under the Crown, but I am familiar with the raw deal natives have been given. The original populations have been given here, and so everything the elites did to the natives is now being done to everyone. It's basically the same type of operations, just with slicker propaganda.
Well, see, these two particular documents, the 1820 and 1830 ones, were designed to deal with Aboriginal populations around the world. Now it's been modified to deal with the population, period.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, and the same thing happened with the amendment that they put into place, the 13th Amendment, or is it the 14th? My brain's not working today. Here at the end of the Civil War, let me get my pocket constitution out. It was in here in the office. And what they did was they weren't about to make blacks free, and they'd already said they were only two-thirds human previously, which, of course, was a fraud. And so what they said is, okay, they're wards of the state, and they're given privileges or civil Roman rights, and they started replacing the law from Mount Sinai, the Mosaic Law that then was expanded through the Magna Carta, 1215, the Bill of Rights, 1787, and they expanded that out from that point. And they're now replacing the original Mosaic common law that is a good system and are replacing it with Romanic law, which could also be called Napoleonic law.
You're also forgetting one more thing there, Alex. You're forgetting the 1867 British North America Act, which not only does encompass Canada, but still encompasses the United States.
Well, that's the empire claiming control of everything. I have seen that document.
Yeah. The other thing, too, Alex, is that a lot of people talk about chemtrails. They see chemtrails down in the States, all over the big cities. But up here, especially in the northern part of Saskatchewan, a lot of people that I know who work in the mines up there see chemtrails being laid down big time up there. And there are quite a number of people up here that have recognized what a chemtrail is.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We're going to do a couple shows next week on chemtrails. Everybody really wants to get more into that, and I've interviewed scores of people over the years, done hundreds of shows on it, but I'll We'll do a couple next week on it, because just to mention it doesn't really, you're welcome to, doesn't do it any justice, and it just sounds, you know, some guy driving along in his car listening in Kansas City or Austin, Texas, or upstate New York or Southern California right now, or some lady listening going, what, chemtrails? So, I mean, you're welcome to talk about them. It's just that I want to do whole shows on it instead of just mentioning it. Let's go ahead and talk to Lucas in Texas. Lucas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I wanted to talk about two different things. One of the things I wanted to talk about was Larry Silverstein's Pullet Comet. Nobody has really taken in the, you know, analyzed that to the point where...
He says pull it, and people keep saying he means the fireman. No, no one had been in there since early morning, and firemen had never engaged the fire. And he says we... In fact, just cue the clip up instead of quoting him here from memory. And he says we made the decision to pull it, and they gave the order, and we watched it come down. Well, they're talking about the building.
Well, let me explain something. First of all, the science behind this is... First of all, why would the fire commander ask Larry Silverstein's opinion on what to do with his firefighters? He has no say over who pulls the firefighters or who doesn't. That comes from...
Well, sir, the firefighters weren't even there ever, and
exactly.
So it's made up, and it's a lie, and the debunkers just put out enough to confuse the general public, so they read that and go back to sleep. But you can't... Okay, you can try to ignore Silverstein, but you can't ignore the firemen, the police, the emergency workers saying, we were told get back, the government was going to blow it up, they were going to bring it down, get back, they're going to blow it up, it's going to come down. Literally 45-plus news articles quoting firemen, police, and others. Dozens and dozens of video and audio clips. It's ridiculous. But here's Larry Silverstein.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe this one thing to do is pull. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
They made the decision to pull, and so we watched the building collapse.
Right.
He's talking about it, the building. And then the next clip, they're blowing up the remains of other buildings, and they call it pull it when they blow them up.
Well, the point I wanted to make was, well, two points I wanted to make. One about this was the fact that he has no say over what firefighter, you know, first of all, the fire commander would not call him and ask his opinion on what to do with the
firefighters. No, this is them trying to somehow publicly indict the firefighters later to blame them with blowing the building up when the firefighters would have had to be in there with demolition experts a month before.
Right. Now, the next thing...
It was not the fire department that blew the building up. They were told, get back, it's coming down. And this is Silverstein and others trying to rope them into this in case it ever came out.
The next thing I wanted to mention, as you know, I told you Saturday when I met you down at the rally down here that I'm working on a documentary that I'm going to give you. Well, in the process, I've gone through several hundred clips, and somewhere out there is a Fox News clip where the ticker on the bottom says, Building Number 7 has just fallen. Okay, I don't know which clip it is. I do know it's Fox News. And somewhere
well, then, if you don't know what clip it is, how come you know it's there?
Well, like I said, I've been going through hundreds and hundreds of clips, you know, for my documentary, and I do know that I've seen where the little ticker on the bottom says the building number 7 has just fallen, but I didn't actually use that clip for my documentary, and I didn't think nothing of it because it was weeks ago.
No, this stuff's hidden in plain view, I understand.
You know, and so that's an important thing to look at is the tickers on the bottom of the news, you know, because right there they reveal a lot of information when it first comes out, and I'm pretty sure that this Fox clip... is probably going to be at about the same time as a BBC clip.
Good. I appreciate your call. Can't wait to see what you put together. Speaking of Building 7 and the new BBC footage where they're saying it's fallen 20-something minutes before it's fallen and the CNN saying it an hour before and the other BBC clip saying it 20 minutes before, are we going to let this die? This story was huge for a week, and I guess we're not writing any more articles about it, and I guess it's just, I mean, I guess the article we should write... Are we going to let this story die? Are we going to just not demand answers from BBC? Are we not going to demand answers from the locals? Are we not going to demand the mainstream media cover this? You see, they know this stuff can come out. We could probably get footage of Bush in a smoky room going, hey, 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 I'm behind the attacks, and it'd just be on the web, and everybody'd ignore it, and it'd be big on the web, but that'd be it. I mean, it's like this with so many things. Are we going to allow that story to die? You should go to prisonplanet.com. Look on the right-hand side of the News in Focus and get those original articles from the last 2 weeks and re-email them out to everyone. Post them on MySpace, message boards, your email list, your Yahoo, community websites, Yahoo message boards. I mean, this is serious info war. We know they blew it up. We know they announced it early. We know they carried out the attacks. This is life and death. I'm risking my life doing this. I'm at the tip of the spear, folks. I mean, I think about it every day. I know what the decisions I've made. Because I want to bring these criminals to justice. And none of us are safe. Our families aren't safe. While people that will kill 3,000 of us right in front of us and pose as our saviors are still running things. I want it to hit you right between the eyes how big this is. I want it to hit you right between the eyes how massive this is. Consciously, every day, recommit. Don't let yourself get conditioned and acclimated to just accept it. Because there are a lot of people who are awake to this stuff that still just get conditioned. I'm the same way on major issues. Oh, here they are saying they want to make school kids take chips. I've been covering that so long, it's kind of old. Even if it's important, see, you get acclimated. We have to continue to be angry, continue to be focused, continue to be energetic in fighting these murderers. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Way they've always done before. Okay. fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading, the way we've always done before.
Brainwashed pride being used by the very same elite that is butchering the soul of America, the Bill of Rights, the borders, the sovereignty. Will you actually join with the real American patriots in the domestic fight, the last-ditch battle, the battle for the Republic? By the way, Mark Kornke is scheduled to be getting out of prison on set-up charges of ramming the police with his car when they rammed him. I have the squad car video. Spent 7 years in there, almost 7 years. I've been told my producer, but we need to get back in touch with Nancy Kornke, and I want him on the day he gets out. And I want to try to get Mark at least at first a weekend show here on the network. Mark Gregory Kornke, getting out of prison very, very soon. Let's go back to your calls. So much news. I'm getting this whole NSA thing in the next hour. I'm going to get into a bunch of other stuff in the next hour. There's just so much here. But let's go back to your calls, open phones today. Let's talk to Daniel in California. Thanks for holding.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to bring up the situation about the recent trial of Mr. Libby. The district attorney, I want to know who is this guy, number one, and why he has already said that he is not going to further investigate to go up to Cheney, which we all know Libby took
instructions. Patrick Fitzgerald?
Yes.
I mean, what do you expect? This is what they always do. They go after him on charges that aren't even connected to the leaks, that aren't even connected to burning CIA controllers that then burned hundreds under her, and then they're going to pardon him. They'll string it out until the election in a year and a half. I mean, it's all staged. Take the Democrats. Ooh, a tough resolution that Pelosi wants to bring up to start the pullout in fall of 2008. That pushes out another year and a half, and then no one will even think. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It's all staged. They're a bunch of crooks working together.
And I can't believe that America just stands by and lets all this happen.
Have you seen Syriana, based on a real book written by CIA officer Robert Baer, who, by the way, has gone public on 9/11. We've been pulling teeth to get him on. Again, my distributor put out his book that Syriana was, that the movie was made out of. So I've got his number, and I've got his, in fact, get Baer on. We've been trying. I just remember we've been trying for months. But why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah, that film, Syriana. In it, it describes how they give the illusion that they're going after corruption. We're going to break, start the second hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back, right here on GCN.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.